This morning I've been looking in the book of Matthew. It's when Jesus is preaching, and it's just so amazing to hear the words coming straight out of his mouth and sort of understanding who he was. And it's just so lovely. So I've been reading more in Isaiah in the Old Testament, and now it just gives you more of a picture of the feeling of Christ and his character as he speaks, which is so beautiful as well. Excuse me, and he keeps speaking about how we live on earth and where is our focus really, and not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own, and don't worry about what you're going to wear and what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and all these things, and how we do that all the time. And he keeps saying, don't be anxious about these things, and your Heavenly Father will provide all these things. And how if we just look at our own lives and look at what consumes us on a daily level, and how where is our hope, and where are we trusting, and are we storing up treasures in the world, or are we storing up treasures in heaven and keeping our eyes on Christ? It's all about perspective. So are we fearing things on an earthly level, or are we trusting in the living Christ who will never let us down? And I think it's so important to put things into perspective as well, and just really have a look into our lives and into our hearts. Where are our fears and where are our hopes? And it's just so simple sometimes, and we just skim over these words, and it's really important to spend time in prayer, looking, searching your heart, and really seeing where you can maybe make changes in your life and put more trust in him and more hope in the things of eternity. So the scripture says, when he repeats it twice actually, about not worrying about what we eat and drink and wear, etc. So it's like really important. And then he says, from verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So that's a picture of making sure that you are right with God first. Seek first his kingdom. And that's a picture of repentance, of righteousness, of goodness, and coming right with God first. And how do we do that? We need to acknowledge Jesus Christ. We need to acknowledge that we're sinners, that we are in need of salvation. And getting our relationship right with God the Father first through Christ. And then all these things will be given to us. God provides for his people. He cares for them. There's a picture of obedience and trust first. And then all these things will be given to us. We don't have to panic and fear about the future because God loves us. So he speaks about how the flowers are so beautiful and they've been dressed so well, and compares it to King Solomon, who doesn't even match the flower of the field, which is here today and tomorrow it's burned in the fire. How much more God values us than he does plants, and then also the bird who doesn't have to store food. How much more does God care for us than animals and flowers, etc.? So we need to put things into perspective. Seek first his kingdom. Search his heart. Make sure that you are right with God first. And then you'll also get that peace that's beyond understanding. Because he will provide. He cares for you. He knows what's best for you in your life, now and in the future. So let's try not to worry about tomorrow, but focus on today. Focus about your relationship with him. And these things will fall into place and into the correct perspective in godly terms, not in earthly terms. We need to have our eyes set in the right place. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your beautiful word. We thank you that you don't leave us alone, that you came to earth to show us the right way and to make things simple for us, Lord, because your thoughts are so great compared to ours, and we will never fully understand. While we're here on earth, only in eternity we'll be able to understand everything in its fullness. Father, we trust you and we love you. Help us to put things into perspective. Help us to really understand the word. and to seek first your kingdom. Lord, please provide for our needs. We're desperate. We can't see the future. We don't know. Lord, we trust you. We love you and we repent. Father, we're sinners. We know this. Help us to turn away from those sins and to really set our eyes on you and to live lives that are godly and good in your sight, not in the eyes of the world, Lord, seeking first what pleases you and you alone. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.